I just want to say a few brief words. I'm the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences here and a professor of history as well. And the previous director of the Athenaeum, Richard Wendorf, actually, and the trustees as well of the Athenaeum, had the idea of doing a civic discourse series where every year Suffolk and the Athenaeum come together, we pick a topic, and instead of doing the usual one-off lecture, we do a series of things around the topic. So all of you who are here tonight who want to continue a conversation focusing on the issue of immigration and immigrants should come to the other events that we have planned, and there are various mailings you have about this. So the speakers tonight and the guests we have are really quite an extraordinary group of people. I just want to say one word about them in a second, but first I want to thank a few people who have made this event possible. First, there's Sandy Berry, who works for Suffolk in our communications area and who put together the pieces from the Suffolk end of things. The Athenaeum staff who worked on this as well. I know Monica Higgins did a lot for this event as well. Also from Suffolk, there's Ron Selesky. Ron Selesky heads our Rosenberg Institute, and they're co-sponsors of this event and the whole Maxine Hong Kingston visit as well. At the Center of Asian Studies at Suffolk University. And then there's Fred Marchant. Now, Fred Marchant is in some ways at the very heart of Suffolk University. I believe it's his friendship that extends around all the people who are about to appear on stage, which is the core reason why we're able to bring them all together. Fred is a professor in the English department at Suffolk. So let me just say a brief word. Our panel, three distinguished guests, will come out in a second, and I want to introduce one of them, Jim Carroll, who will then introduce the others, the other people on the panel. So Jim Carroll is probably known. In fact, I'm curious, how many of you have seen Jim Carroll in action before? Yeah, it's extraordinary. So you've come back for more, right? You know what an extraordinary speaker he is. He is the author of over 15 books, both fiction and nonfiction. You know, he writes a weekly column for the Boston Globe. He's the winner of the National Book Award. He's an extraordinary man in every way, not just a great writer, but also a great human being, a humanitarian, deeply religious, and religion actually infuses all his work. His latest book, which has been alluded to already, is a book about Jerusalem, which will be published shortly, and we will have Suffolk events around that, and I believe the Athenaeum is having its own events around Jim Carroll's new book.